Diamond Valley's budget for the coming year scales back on some services and town-sponsored events. The town approved its 2025 operating budget on December 4 with a property tax increase of 5.81%. Cuts were made after it was determined that an increase of more than 10% would be needed to keep service levels the same. The town said it will no longer support several events like Project Green Day, a volunteer appreciation event, the Seniors' Tea, Light Up Diamond Valley, or the New Year's Eve celebration. Funding and organization of those events will have to be taken on by community groups if the events are to continue in 2025, the town said. Mayor Barry Crane said hard choices were made during budget discussions. Some reductions, like scaling back community events, donations and public transportation, were tough decisions to make, Crane said. But we've made sure to focus on what really matters to our residents, maintaining essential services while cutting costs where we can, he said. Other cuts to the budget include the community support grant and public transportation, which are being ended, a reduction in printed communication material, a municipal hiring freeze and closing the municipal office on Fridays. The town's operating budget for 2025 is about $15.8 million. In addition to inflation, there are rising costs for insurance premiums, IT infrastructure upgrades and RCMP funding requirements, the town said. Diamond Valley's 2024 operating budget came in at $14.15 million with no tax increase. Utility rates are also being adjusted as part of the town's move toward full cost recovery for those services. Consumption fees for water and wastewater are rising, but fixed rates are unchanged. Water consumption fees will go from $2.46 per cubic meter to $2.87, while wastewater consumption will climb from $2.46 to $3.02. The town's capital budget was also approved and will be funded entirely through provincial grants, eliminating the need for loans or the use of reserve funds. Projects in the $1.4 million capital budget include a delayed water main replacement, fire engine repairs, continuation of the three-year arena ice plant project and other arena upgrades. An infrastructure management plan being done next year will evaluate road, sewer and water systems, and other municipal infrastructure to create an asset management strategy. The strategy will help prioritize future capital funding for critical projects.